Hey, what's going on? It's the Ralphie Radio Show, American Idol Live. Pia Toscano sitting next to me right now. Hello, Pia.
Hello.
This time you're single currently.
Yes.
Like, what a whirlwind of a year. That's really an understatement. It was about a year ago that you auditioned for Idol, correct?
Yeah, August 3rd, I auditioned for American Idol with like 10,000 other people in New Jersey. And I never imagined it panning out this way.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that now you're on tour, obviously you made the show, you have a single as well, and you have a high-profile relationship. Like, how are you managing all of it? I mean, you're dating somebody that people know, plus all of this newfound fame because of your professional career.
Mm-hmm.
How are you managing all of it?
Well, I'm basically just really focused on the tour and, you know, making my album and all that stuff. And, I mean, it's a lot to juggle, but it's so much fun, and I kind of was like an overnight thing.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, that was the scariest part, was just like adapting to this life overnight. But, you know, it's so much fun. We have a blast out on tour. Yeah, it gets a little tiring, but this is the dream.
Not just the tour and the show, but obviously you're on a record label.
Yeah.
You're with a management company as well. I mean, do you have anyone like advising you like through these steps?
Or? Yeah, absolutely. I have the most wonderful manager ever, Danny Comber. And, she's, you know, with me a lot, and, you know, she keeps me just focused on everything and just brings me back when I'm feeling a little down, and, you know, so she's always there for me, and I have a great management team, and the label's amazing as well.
Pia Toscano here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So obviously we've heard the first single from your album this time. What is the latest? Are you like trying to record it in bits while you're touring, or?
You know, I guess my elimination finishing ninth, I had a lot of time, you know, before we started the finale rehearsals and before we started tour. So I got about eight to nine songs done already for the album. So now when I, you know, get off tour, we're going to just finish up and then hopefully release an album by November.
Oh, wow. So you have a pretty nice timeline there for you.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're meeting a lot of fans on tour as well. Does it ever get tiring to hear, oh my God, we can't believe you were eliminated as early as you were? Because obviously it sounds like that elimination ended up being a blessing in disguise.
Right. It sure was. But I do hear that almost every night. But I don't get sick of it, though. It's so sweet, you know, and everybody was so supportive. And that's the thing. When I was, you know, going through the whole elimination that night, I didn't realize that I had so much support. And, you know, that's kind of what got me through.
Pia Toscano here on the Ralphie Radio Show. A lot of ribbing going on backstage on tour, a lot of pranking.
The pranking has started occasionally. Sometimes the guys in our band throw us, like, jelly beans when we're backstage. They'll throw candy at us. Casey's very funny. I was online outside signing yesterday, and I saw this little girl who had a beard sharpied all over her face, and I'm like, did Casey do that to you? He drew a beard all over this little girl's face, and then I see Casey Abrams across this girl's forehead. And I was like, oh my God, don't come near me with the Sharpie.
And you signed right underneath it, right?
Well, no, I signed a piece of paper.
Gotcha. Very cool.
Poor girl.
Well, listen, good luck with the rest of the tour, Pia, and congratulations on your first single.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.